Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of health, wellness, peace, and sustainability. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015 as we proceed forward. And we are very fortunate to be joined by Marlene Watson-Tara in London, UK. Marlene is from Scotland, and Marlene, along with her American husband, Bill Tara, are the co-founders of the Human Ecology Project. We'll be hearing all about that and much more. Welcome, Marlene, and thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Well, welcome, Marlene. I have never met another Marlene. This is very exciting.
Yes, the same here, Marlene. I haven't met another Marlene either, so this is great.
Yeah, it's too funny. I was writing back to you, dear Marlene, thank you, love Marlene. I was like, hey, I've never seen it before. So there you go, meant to be. Thank you for finding me.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for this interview. I'm greatly honored. Well, before we hear all about the Human Ecology Project in very comprehensive, very powerful, thank you, I'd love to hear a little bit about you.
Fantastic. Well, the thing is, I am like an excitable five-year-old when anyone asks me about what do I do. So, long-time vegan for decades, but before that, I was always involved, complete health nut since I was a young girl, wouldn't eat meat, ate so much dairy food. Mummy, what do they know 60 years ago, fed me so much dairy. I was chronically constipated, had my appendix removed, nearly died with peritonitis. Later on, had my tonsils, adenoids removed. Later on, had my gallbladder removed as I go through my teens. Can you believe this, Marlene? All to do with dairy food, but we don't know back then, right? So I set out on my own little journey path, as it were, and started investigating. And I found this incredible man, Dr. Dennis Burkitt. If you've never heard of him, he wrote a book called The Fiber Man. He's hugely well known in the world for being an incredible surgeon, trained in Edinburgh at the Royal College of Surgeons, and then went to Uganda for 17 years. 17 years, didn't see anybody with cancer, with heart disease, with diabetes, nothing. So that's kind of like the foundation of my background. So I am a complete passionate person about the animals, about the planet, and about human health, because collectively, we are all in this together. We all have the power to promote our own health by simply choosing the right fuel. But more people need to be teaching the work and getting it out there to people like me. As a young girl, I didn't know any of this, right? So the species, the whole species thing for me is completely connected. When we choose food for our own health, we're laying this groundwork of hope for the health of our whole ecosystem that sustains all of us, all of life, right? And the beautiful equilibrium, for me anyway, that results from all creatures that follow nature's guidelines and everything that they do, it brings the harmony that we're all trying to achieve in the world. So, you know, sorry for the long-winded answer, but basically that's how I got involved in the work that I do.
And how did you and Bill become the co-founders of the Human Ecology Project?
Well, as my work progressed, I started teaching a lot of Oriental philosophy and went out to California from Scotland, and lo and behold, there was the love of my life, Bill Tara, who actually, full name is William Wallace Tara. And if you've ever watched Braveheart, you'll know that William Wallace was a Scottish hero, right? So Bill and I just completely took peace in a pod. You know, he's been teaching this work for 57 years and 66, and I've been teaching for 43 years. So we have this 100 years combined teaching of planetary health, and we created the Human Ecology Project because for both of us, the personal is planetary. We are all responsible. And when we were writing up our mission statement, now this is way back 20 years ago, our mission is really about helping everybody to connect the dots, because the planet is in crisis, right? So we worked out what is the challenge, what is about, what about food in the future, you know. So we've been really excited to eventually get this happening as a non-profit in the US and also a charity here in London, which was no mean feat. It took 3 years of refusals from the Charity Commission in London, but we pursued and pursued, and we're now a charity. So our passion is to get this work into schools, and we've been creating many free ebooks that anybody can download from the Human Ecology Project website. And Bill and I shoot our own videos. At 81, Bill is the most amazing videographer, Marlene. I have to tell you, he taught himself all this as well. So we shoot the video, and then we create the workbook, which has all the scientific research, citations in there. And we encourage these kids to put together little study groups, and we set the tone and put the questions in there. And there's all sorts of recipes and everything. So it's going well, and we're excited.
That's wonderful to hear. And I especially value your educational component.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, the next kind of door opening, if you will, that we both feel excited about is the connection with Oxford University. Every year they host a literary festival, the Oxford Literary Festival, which is a very prestigious event that brings over 300 authors from around the world, usually 32, 33 countries. And it's very exciting, Marlene, to share that I will be creating the first ever vegan menus for this amazing event. So 2024 spring, the Oxford Literary Festival will be vegan with my menus and all sorts of things happening. And Bill and I will also present our last two books as well. So we'll be included in the presentation. So we really feel that this could be a big door opener. And of course, I dream big. I dream huge dreams. Like 44 colleges make up Oxford. If Bill and I can get in and host Human Ecology Project suppers with each of these colleges, wouldn't that be amazing? And then we put on, you know, like maybe Forks Over Knives or one of the other movies, or some of our advisory board members on the Human Ecology Project. I'm sure you'll know many of them, Colin Campbell, John McDougall, you know, just fantastic people. So we have been recording some great interviews with them that we can hopefully use just like a virtual event, right, with one of these guys from the States talking to the colleges. And we have a fabulous, because Marlene, when people get the food and taste the food and become excited about it, it's just, we've got to, I mean, I know everybody's depressed and they feel that there's not worth, no, not me, I jump out of bed every morning. We all have to keep positive and keep joining forces and get this message out to the world.
Yes, thank you for your enthusiasm and your commitment.
Well, you know, when you know what you want to do, you can't ever change. When something constantly percolates up day after day, week after week, year after year, decade, it's your life's work, right? And it should be a joy. It's not a chore. I feel hugely privileged to be able to do what I do, you know, educating others, writing books. And the bonus for us is, I mean, selfishly, we have incredible health because of what we both teach, you know. I've been teaching yoga for many decades. So I create a combination which I actually endorsed and called Cook Fit. So instead of Keep Fit, it's Cook Fit. And students come, Marlene, and they learn not only about yoga and about body work, but they learn how to cook. So it's like a combo weekend, and it's the best fun, right? It's just fantastic. So, you know, they come, they can't move, they're stiff, they're sore, they have every disease under the sun. So they learn about body work and they learn how to cook to alleviate the diseases, and their health returns, and we get another new lighthouse. And this is what Bill and I feel. The more lighthouses we can have around the world, lighting up their part of the world, we now have students in 27 countries teaching this work. So we just got to keep going.
Yes, thank you, Marlene. And can you give us some ideas and tips with cooking and vegan food?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, for me, I'm not one for opening cans, and I love to just cook from scratch. But I teach all my students and clients batch cooking. I teach them how to cook once and eat three or four times. I mean, if I make a huge big pot of minestrone with kidney beans and pinto beans, it's enough for 3 days. You don't need to be standing at the kitchen sink cooking something fresh every morning. We are very ingrained, obviously, in our teachings of macrobiotics. So we use a lot of short grain brown rice and some oriental, you know, foods like miso soup. But I will cook a whole batch of short grain brown rice and keep it in the fridge for the whole week. That's our morning porridge. We take it out, we warm it, we simmer with water, we add seeds, nuts and, you know, whatever, sometimes dried fruit, sometimes fresh berries. It's a power bowl, you know, so when you set yourself up in your kitchen up in an easy format, you can even chop and freeze vegetables if you want, you know. But the thing is, when you cook your own food, you know, it's like night and day, right? There's no other way to live as far as I'm concerned. You know, you just got to learn basic skills in the kitchen, because learning to cook can save your life.
Thank you, Marlene. And I also value that you have traveled around the world, so I see it that you can help people from all cultures. Obviously, this whole earthly paradigm has been, so far, mostly a non-vegan paradigm, and so it's a challenge for cultural change, yet it's necessary, and so I value that you have experience. Can you talk about some of your travels, please?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we've lived in many countries, Bill and I, in the U.S., and then we were living in Portugal. We lived there for many years. We then lived in Spain for many years. We were living in Galway in Ireland for many years. Obviously, we were in Scotland, my home country, for many years. We're now in London, England, because we're starting a project, hopefully in the spring. We've been in Australia. But the thing is, you know, when we look at the challenge, as you said there, Marlene, it's essential that we all accept this challenge to modify our way of living. And we always say, look, there's no magic technology that's going to come along and alter the present course in time. There's no convention of science or governance that are going to act and, you know, with the speed that's needed. So we as humans all have to take back the power to control our own collective future. And when we're teaching and traveling, we always say to people, the good news is that making the changes needed not only vastly improve your own health, but we're assuring a better world for future generations, and they can heal our broken bond with the natural world. So the food that we eat is a central issue, and that's why everything starts in the kitchen, in your own kitchen. And, you know, people laugh when I say, you know, I have a little rhyme and I always get people to sing it, you know. Food makes the blood, blood makes the cells, cells make the tissue, tissue makes the organ, and here we be. So when we're eating beautiful, energized, plant-based foods, we have a completely different psyche from someone that's eating, I'm sorry, tortured animals, dead carcasses, right? You know, they're taking all that stress and anxiety into their body. So that's why we say the personal becomes planetary, because we believe that the power of small acts, right? Is there a resistance here by many to believe in that? Sure, but this is often used as a breaking mechanism by people that are having a vested interest in maintaining power. So we have to take our power back.
We're listening to Marlene Watson-Tara, co-founder of the Human Ecology Project. Marlene is joining us via Skype. In London, UK, Marlene is from Scotland. You're listening to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Marlene Watson-Tara. Listening to the music of composer Will Tuttle. This is The Duck Song. Welcome back from the break. You tune into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. We're joined by Marlene Watson-Tara in London, UK. Marlene is the co-founder of the Human Ecology Project.
What we want to do is we want to buy a load of books and give all the books into the schools, you know, through the Human Ecology Project, right? So that's the next plan. We just keep going like you. You know, you're doing great work. And as you say, you know, what else to do? People lie down crying with despair. And I always say, I am not the victim, it's the animals. The animals are the victim for me. That's why I do so much work. Because it's like, makes your heart bleed, right? What they suffer. Mm-hmm. So I'm not suffering, the animals are suffering. And I will never stop. And that's why I come down quite hard on some of the yoga, you know, studios and ask, you know, are you all vegan? And, you know, I'm sorry. Walk your talk, right?
Yes, thank you.
Know, we were renting this property. It's in the countryside outside London, and we have the badgers and the foxes and the deer come, and I buy tons and tons of apples, and they all come and get, because we have a big field at the back. I'll send you a screenshot. And they all come, and it just fills our heart with joy, you know?
Lovely.
And you've got other people who are out putting poison down for them, you know?
I know.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. And now hunting season's starting, and these baby doe are here. And but you see, I don't go there with my heart because it's too soul destroying. I go with what I can do, right? I can't mm-hmm. change what these people are doing, but I keep changing what other people think. And I'm not being pretentious when I say this, but Bill and I have made hundreds and hundreds of vegan families vegan. I mean, literally. All over the world, even in Galway and Ireland, vegan farmers came to our 4 weeks to vegan workshop that we run, and they all went vegan, and I saved all these incredible, beautiful pigs who became my friends, and they used to run down the field and snuggle their nose in towards me. It was incredible. They're such sentient, intelligent beings, pigs, you know? I mean, they sing to their young when they're nursing. My God.
Yes.
You know, and we... Yeah, so, I mean, I could go on and on. I don't need to tell you, you're exactly the same as me. That's why you call Marlene. So two Marlenes are double trouble, right? So when we learn to cook, you know, it nourishes us all from the inside out, right? And it's one of the most important things that we can all do physically, emotionally, mentally, and energetically. And self-care is of huge importance. We must all take responsibility for our own health. And, you know, it's great fun cooking. You know, you're using all your senses and your energy, and you create a connection. So, you know, the chi or the life force of the energy of, you know, what I cook with the ingredients that I use and how we cook the food. And remember as well, we always say the energy of the cook goes into the food, right? So, you know, even eating out, you have no idea what's coming out of the kitchen, what kind of day the cook's had in there. So I'm about, you know, preserving my own mental clarity. And honestly, it's a very simple thing to understand that the best way to think of your body is like a little super organism, and you have trillions of invisible friends, like an entire galaxy inside there, right? And these friends, your microbes, are what keep you alive and who you are and what your health and mental energy comes from. So I always say, happy gut, happy me. So if I have good, healthy, happy microbes, then I'm a happy soul.
Beautiful. Thank you, Marlene. Thank you. And what is the contact information where our listeners can learn more about you and Bill and your work with the Human Ecology Project?
On the website, www.humanecologyproject.com. And we have another website, macrovegan.org, where students come and they purchase courses if they want to study with us or buy books. So that's macrovegan, macrovegan.org. So, you know, we all have the power to promote our own health, and that's what keeps me excited. And the next person that comes along, Marlene, is like another person that's going to change because I never fail.
Yes, yes, for sure. Thank you, Marlene. Thank you. And another thing I'd like to tell you that I honor you very much is that you identify as a vegan. I think that's really important. Because to me, when I hear the word vegan, it is holistic. So it includes the liberation and freedom of animals as well as humans. And sometimes I see that as the plant-based world is starting to get some traction going on globally, I see more and more that it's only the environment or human health, but many times I'll see the mention of the animals left out or talk about welfare but not liberation. And personally, yeah. I think that it's necessary for human freedom and human peace. And as we witness and experience the tragedies going on globally year after year, decade after decade, century after century, it's heartbreaking. And I personally yeah. believe that animal liberation is necessary. So I want to thank you for also including that holistic philosophy and practice within your work. Thank you, Marlene.
Well, sometimes when I'm teaching at yoga studios and I take along my books, Go Vegan, and, you know, I challenge all the yoga teachers that are using the word ahimsa and they're not vegan. I do challenge them, Marlene, I have to, because if you're teaching and preaching ahimsa and you're eating animals, I'm sorry, it means do not harm any other being. So I always try and say, not in a pretentious way, but you know, the rights of all living things, all living beings, in a clear and well-grounded way that respects science, ancient wisdom, common sense. If animals aren't included in that, we should not be preaching. We have to walk our talk, right? So I'm a very proud vegan, have been for decades, and you know, I wish I could get a bigger platform, but life is so busy. I do what I can every day.
Oh, you're doing a lot. You're very powerful, Marlene. Thank you. Thank you, Marlene and Bill. Thank you so much. And I'm impressed and very grateful for all your work at the Human Ecology Project with your educational programs at universities and schools, and also your video podcasts with leaders throughout the vegan health field. I really like that. And so could you tell us a little bit more about the vast work that you do at the Human Ecology Project?
Yeah, so what we do is we put together a fantastic advisory board, and Colin Campbell, who you'll know, T. Colin Campbell, he is coming over to Oxford and he'll be teaching as well, which is just wonderful. We also have incredible people like oceanographers, psychologists, you know, John McDougall, Dr. Will Tuttle, who I love, a dear friend as well, has so many projects on the go too. So what we want to try and do is we want to get this to every corner of the globe. It's free. You don't purchase anything. And, I mean, time giving. Bill and I were working on two books right now. And, you know, we're only two people. We have no staff. We do everything ourselves. It's a massive job running website, doing all the things we do, interviews. So the education, for me, is the only way we can change the world. In the words of the great Nelson Mandela, it's the most important, powerful tool we all have. So more workbooks into schools, and come spring next year, we will be working with some disadvantaged schools as well. Some teachers are really interested, and I've got to teach these kids about cooking, nutrition, getting into the kitchen, and that's where it starts. So we've got to start at the grassroots. I know it's a cliche, but it's true, and get people excited. And that's what we do every day.
Thank you, Marlene, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you so much for your time, Marlene. It's been an absolute joy and pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. You too. And could you give the address of your website for the Human Ecology Project once again?
Sure. It's www.humanecologyproject.com, and you'll find huge resources in there, videos, free ebooks to download, Freedom from Cravings ebooks, beautiful recipe ebooks that I've put together with delicious soups, with delicious desserts, workbooks for schools or to use in your communities with friends from your church, from your choir, whatever groups you're in. Download the ebooks and watch the videos and get a conversation going, because the more we converse, the bigger impact we'll make in the world.
Thank you very much, Marlene Watson-Tara, and also to your husband, Bill Tara, for your noble work at the Human Ecology Project.
Thank you so much, Marlene. Take good care of yourself.
Okay, thanks, Marlene. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. And I'd like to thank my guest, Marlene Watson-Tara, co-founder of the Human Ecology Project. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Please join us again next week at the same time. This is Marlene wishing you a good day. Let's go out with this beautiful song.
When it's time to go, thousand dragonflies are but a storyline in faded pages of a children's book. They never knew the fantasy was real, but here we are, the last hundred of us standing together.
How Beautiful We Are by vegan musician Sally Zito.
Circle round, get close. Grab the hand beside you. Comfort him in his final moments as we see each other for the first time.
Vegan musician Sally Zito, How Beautiful We Are. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Here's more of the duck song.